Good morning and welcome to First Parish of Sudbury Unitarian Universalist. My name is Jan Hardenberg and I'm your worship host for this morning's wonderful, awesome service filled with music, dancing, and generally good-natured reveling. This meeting house, and especially our sanctuary, is a place of reverence. So we ask you, please, for the next hour, to silence and turn off your cell phones, as they may interfere with our assisted listening devices. It is important that our service is accessible to you, so if you are in need of hearing assistance or a large print hymnal, please ask our ushers for assistance. If you are interested in classes, book groups, the Women's Alliance potluck, Secret Santa, or the other happenings at First Parish, please take time to read Friday's e-news or check our website where you'll find the newsletter and the calendar. This morning's service is multi-generational, so the children are welcome to stay. If they get a little fidgety, we have an awesome caregiving team downstairs in the parish hall. That's Sonia, Dominique, and Kenna. It is our pleasure to be together this morning. It's a special time to engage the spirit and our minds.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Reverend Marjorie Maddy, also known as Queen Golden Light. This morning we'll open up with a reading called Winter Solstice. Within the forest we now stand, cathedral of living land, honoring the sun's rebirth among the sentinels of earth, linked by roots and branches high, deepest earth to darkest sky. Standing tall with quiet ease, we find our peace among the trees. Acknowledging the ancient dead upon whose land we now do tread, keepers of this timeless place, guardians of this sacred space, witness to our solstice rite on midnight, midwinter's longest night, gathering in our circle bright to birth our vision with the light. Joined in purpose, hand and heart, of this moment we are part. Spirit moving from within, a bright new phase does now begin.
Please rise in body and or spirit and join us in singing the hymn that's in your order of service, O come, the hope of all who live.
Thank you.
morning we light our second Advent candle for peace. Spirit of life and love, as we journey down this Advent road, grant us the courage to make peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our homes, peace in our communities. Blessed be and amen.
Good morning. I think and I hope that those of us here today have at least enough food to eat. But I also think that you must know that many people in this nation, and even in our own neighborhoods, do not. Therefore, I am asking you to give as much as you can to today's offering. It will be shared with the Sudbury Food Pantry, which, with all volunteer labor, gives food to people from 57 towns, including Sudbury. Thank you for what you can do.
Thank you. provided this in honor of the King of Bliss, which on this day to be served is in raging NCA trio.
Time ago, the sky was split into two kingdoms. One kingdom was warm and sunny,
and the other was dark and cold.
Yes, yes. The warm kingdom was called the Land of the Flaming Sun.
And the cold kingdom was called the Land of Icy Darkness.
In the Land of the Flaming Sun lived well me, Queen Golden Light. In my land, it is summer every day with picnics and long days. My eyes, many have said, are like blazing stars. I wear at times the moon in my crown. Today it's the sun. My smile is like a sunbeam. My hair like flaming fire. And my cloak, well, my cloak is made of galaxies, of a million tiny glimmering, shimmering stars. My palace is made of bright, white light. I have lots of friends, Serena Sky, Mrs. Springtime, Clarence Cloud, Stephen Star, Master Moonbeam, and of course, Sunshine Sally.
And far across the sky, I, Queen Frostine, rule the land of icy darkness. No one messes around with me. I am like a fierce frost giant. My heart is made of snow and frost. My eyes are like ice splinters. On my feet are icicle spiky boots, and my clothes are made of glaciers and huge snow-blown ice. My companions are quite different from Queen Golden Light's. I'm sure some of you have met them here. There's Mr. Thunderbolt, Miss Twister, Harry Hurricane, Danny Drizzle, Maya Monsoon, and Philippa Rizzo.
My friends, and I like to warm the earth, send light and heat to all of the men and women and to the children as well. They play games and sing songs all of the time. While they play, the birds sing. The bees buzz and the butterflies, well, they dance. You know, it's just splendidly, really. It is. It is.
But my companions and I are gloomy and cold, and there's nothing wrong with that. No one says hello. We just say brrr. We don't sing songs or play games. We just play ice music to make the land even colder. My favorite sport is to send storms down to the earth. Winds blow, and lightning crackles, flash, flash, thunder booms, and snow falls, shimmer, shimmer. The people on earth get so cold that all they turn into snowmen and snow women and even little snow babies. Everyone, the birds stop singing, the animals shiver, and even the fish freeze in the ponds and the rivers. Oh well, everyone's a little unhappy.
Sounds so much fun. Actually, it sounds horrible. Absolutely awful. Terrible. But let us stay tuned to find out what actually happens between her and, of course, myself. Because we all know I'm going to reform you.
We'll see. Please rise in body and or spirit and join us in singing hymn number 226, People Look East.
Oh,
along with a little cold good fun now, is there? No, thank you. I have friends in the house. So when we last left off in the story, I had just sent storms down to the earth. The people on Earth were so cold, and a few of them were a little unhappy.
You're pretty proud of yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
Imagine my surprise when I glanced down at Earth, the place that I left in warmth and happiness, is now cold. Everyone is cold. We must do something, I yell to my friends. I help, to help the fish, I send a magic fish. To help the birds, I send a magic bird. To help the animals, I send a magic hare, or what also might be known as a big bunny rabbit. And I give each of them a ray of endless sunshine to help them with their task. The bird flies around the earth, and the hare bounds across the frozen land, and the fish swims bravely through icy waters. And in and out of the water and earth, they weave rays of sunshine endlessly, making a beautiful, stripy rainbow. I love rainbows. Don't you? Do something with that.
So I'm minding my own business like I always do. And, like, imagine my surprise when I see a rainbow. I am Garrett! I sent storms down to the earth to try to blow it down. Winds and lightning and thunder. And I look. Nothing happens.
Ah!
Nothing.
What a spoil sport. I ask my friends to sing a song that they will help the rainbow grow so everyone starts to hum. Everyone starts to hum. And as we hum, the rainbow grows and grows until it becomes gargantuan. Thank you, choir. And we bridge the land of the flaming sun and the land of icy darkness right over the entire earth. It's beautiful. All the people in the land of the sun and all the people in the land of the ice see the rainbow. And they're drawn to it. Right on.
Even my little icy heart starts to melt when I see the rainbow. And it actually looks fun. I want to climb it. So up I run in my pointy icicle boots. Uh-oh. As I run and as I climb on the beautiful rainbow, my boots start to melt. All right, that's really weird. And they're like melting all around me, and then I start to laugh. My laugh, can you imagine that? First it's like an icy cackle. And then I just start laughing.
Got it.
I go good. You don't go evil.
I know, right? I'm not going dark, though. Got it. Of course, I have to be entirely warm and hospitable. Because it's in my nature to be so. I fly up to the top of the rainbow, and it was there that I met, finally, Queen Frostine, who I actually liked. She was all right. The music had warmed her frosty heart, and she spoke to me.
May I have this honor of a dance?
I can be crafty, I want to just tell you. And I said to her this, I shall dance with you if you can answer a riddle.
Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet, green. I can dance over it, and so can you, queen. Storms cannot destroy it, although their power is great. Answer me this riddle before I count to eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So, of course I know the answer to this riddle, do you? All together, let's shout it out. 1, 2, 3, rainbow!
It was easy.
It was easy. We dance, and we dance, and we dance. Not quite as great as our Morris dancers, but we dance all night. And down on Earth, the snow melted away, and all the people danced too. And afterwards, Queen Goldenlight and I came to an agreement. From then on, all of the weather could share the earth. I will become winter, and Queen Goldenlight is the summer. We share everything so that you, mere mortals, can have a mixture of cold and warmth, sunshine and rain, light and darkness. And now we share mostly. But sometimes, just very occasionally, I forget myself and I send out too many of my cold spirits. And that's why you need each other to keep yourselves warm on those extra super cold winter days.
Sometimes there is just no way of stopping her. But we love Frostine and her winter games all the same.
So the shortest day came, and the year died. And everywhere down the centuries of snow-white world came people singing and dancing to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And when the New Year's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling. Through all the frosty ages, you can hear them echoing behind us. Listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight. This shortest day, as promise wakens in the sleeping land, they carol, fest, give thanks, and dearly love their friends, and hope for peace, and so do we, here now, this year and every year. Welcome, Yule.
Small as flies and sent him to Jamaica to make me. I'd rather see my blood to flow and lay Sir William Giant in the snow.
You, sir?
Aye, sir.
Take out your sword and try, sir.
Thank you. doctor in this town. I am the doctor from Spain to fetch the dead to life again. Take these human pills to cure the young, the old, the hot, the cold, the living, and the dead. What's this here? Come in, Jack Finney, and bring my gear.
The name's not Jack Finney, it's Mr. Finney, a man of great renown. I've served the nation's lords and kings in country and a town.
Hold my cat, Jack.
Does she scratch?
No.
Does she bite?
No.
Does it take two men to hold her?
No.
Then hold her yourself.
What's that, you saucy rascal?
Oh, well, that's been dead 7 minutes. Can you cure her?
She's been dead 7 years. I can cure her. Take this here box of my pills. Take one tonight, two in the morning, and swallow the box at dinner time. The box will cure you, the lid will.
Thank you. in the morning when the world was begun. I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I danced on heaven and I danced on the earth. In Bethlehem I had my birth. For James and John, I had the dance and it still goes on. Hugged me on high and left me there.